Good morning, everyone. We begin this hour at the river on the banks of the wide Mississippi, which we were just told seems to be receding this morning. Let's go live and get some confirmation there. Dean Fleener joins us, spokesman for the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. I guess I'll call him the Memphis booster-in-chief, the chairman of your Memphis City Council. Myron Lowry says that by his measurements, the waters are receding in Memphis. Is that what you're seeing, Dean Fleener?
Well, I'm looking at the river gauge right now from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, our friends at the National Weather Service. And I'm looking at a gauge holding at about 47.87 feet, which is less than the 1937 record. And it looks like the river is going to stay above 47 feet through 8 a.m. on Saturday, May the 14th. So may fall a couple of inches, but it's still going to be in major stage for a few days.
All right. And John Bezanella, who's a resident of Mud Island in Memphis, you're surrounded by at least two rivers, the Mississippi and the Wold. Nothing's changed for you. It seems like you've seen the worst of it.
Yeah, the news that the water is receding is certainly positive and hopeful. Nothing very noticeable to the naked eye as I drove into work today. It still looked like the river was very high, and we're still obviously concerned and keeping our fingers crossed and keeping a close eye on it, but very hopeful news that might be receding a little bit.
We're talking to John Bezanella, whose home is in Harbortown on Mud Island in Memphis, Tennessee, and you can give us your view of what's going on along the Mississippi River at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. Dean Fleener is also with us, spokesman for the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. Now, you're in Nashville, right, Dean?
That's correct.
And I gather Memphis is on one side of the state. And the chairman of the city council, Myron Lowry, sort of correctly pointed out to me that the reason why it's important that FedEx is open for business is it's a huge industry in Memphis. I'd sort of forgotten about that. Is everything open for business? Are there places? We've talked with people who are in shelters, but are aspects of the economy really not affected by what's gone on this week?
Well, we have heard more about the individual impact of the flood from our friends down at the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency. We're glad that businesses have been able to stay in business and stay open and keep the economy moving. That's very important. We, like I say, heard a lot about individuals who have had to move to shelters because their homes are flooded. We know that they're very worried about that. So we're just trying to keep our eye on everything going on in Memphis and to jump in if anything gets beyond the local capability to respond to the flooding.
Now, there would be some people who might conclude from what's happened in Memphis that the levees held and were actually capable of handling a 100-year flood. And by my count, you've had four of them now since 1927, 100-year floods. Would that be an incorrect assumption?
Well, I think we were very concerned about the levees early on because we just didn't know how high the river was going to crest, especially in the northwest part of Tennessee where we border the state of Kentucky and up in Illinois, Cairo, Illinois. We heard a lot about that town where the Mississippi and Ohio rivers meet. The Ohio River experienced record flooding. So we were thankful that it didn't get so high that it actually overtopped any of the levees. But there's probably going to be some work done after the river goes down to make sure those levees that are built on sand and on silt and are reinforced to make sure that they are not damaged and withhold another flood should it come.
And I guess they'll have to rebuild the ones that they blew up along the river or maybe install some sort of spillway that would allow them to open and close them since this flood suggests that maybe permanent levees in some of these areas isn't the best idea, right, Dean?
Well, that's the Army Corps of Engineers, and they've got a whole plan for managing the floodway and systems down up and down the Mississippi River. And that levee in Cairo was actually designed to be blown up should the river get so high they would have to do that. So they've got, I'm sure, a good plan in place for getting it redone and getting it rebuilt.
Gotta love the Army Corps. They design stuff to be blown up. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. John Bezanella, have you ever seen anything like this?
No. No, this is something new to me, and it's been quite an adventure to watch it all unfold.
And when you say adventure, we've also talked with people who are in shelters who may never see their homes again, and the kids may be feeling the adventure of being in the shelter, but the parents are really worried. You've been pretty lucky.
We have. I mean, we've been talking this morning about us being surrounded by the rivers and keeping a close eye on it, but there are a lot of folks that have had a much, much tougher experience and lost a lot, and I can only imagine what they're going through right now.
Now, part of the attraction of living on Mud Island is because of your proximity to the river. You get to look out and see the tranquil, nice views, that sort of thing. Does the sense of the river change a little bit for you after this week?
Not really. There's still a lot of opportunity to get out and enjoy the beauty of the river. We were out walking last night along the river, quite a few neighbors out along with us. Still enjoying our neighborhood, enjoying the view, but just keeping a very close eye on what's happening.
John Vanzanella is a resident of Mud Island in Memphis, Tennessee. He's been very lucky. Some of the residents of Memphis, not so lucky, who've lost everything in this flood. The waters of the Mississippi cresting at just under 48 feet. Dean Fleener, before we go, they say that the flooding along the Mississippi is the reason why the farmlands of the Midwest are so fertile. Is this going to be a good year for tomatoes?
I hope so, because we love tomatoes in Tennessee. We are very concerned, though, about our farmers in West Tennessee who live along a lot of bottomland. Last flight that I took over West Tennessee, we had flooding that was about 6 miles inland from the banks of the Mississippi River. So we're going to be concerned about our farmers up there and making sure that they can sustain that economic hit.
Is that a total loss for this season? How long does it take those fields to recover?
It's going to be a total loss. They may be able to, plant one crop this year as opposed to what they would normally produce, and we'll just kind of have to wait and see how that goes. We've got our Department of Agriculture in the state who is monitoring that situation. They are all over the issues with the farmers up there, and they'll be working to take care of them.
All right, Dean Fleener, thanks so much. We'll let you get back to a very busy day. Spokesman for the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency speaking to us from Nashville, and our thanks to John Vanzanella, a resident of Mud Island in Memphis, Tennessee, where the waters crested this morning at just under 48 feet. Call us if you have a view of what's going on the Mississippi. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment to thetakeaway.org.